Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance in this all-UK version of our memorial is for Amy Gallagher, the 34-year-old mental health nurse from Kent, England, who had the outrageous temerity to challenge the wise and holy teachings of critical race theory during a National Health Service course on forensic psychology as part of her training to become a psychotherapist. During some routine indoctrination by the Tavistock and Portman NHS Trust with the clear and obvious teachings that whites don't understand the world and Christianity is responsible for racism because it's European, Gallagher objected. In fact, during one seminar entitled Whiteness, a Problem for Our Time, and a section explaining that the problem of racism is a problem of whiteness, Gallagher actually said out loud that she believed that being white doesn't make you racist. Can you imagine? Well, naturally, they suspended her from the training and also sought to have her removed from her regular job because she is clearly unsafe to work with the general public. Well, since sinners never repent until suitable methods of persuasion and punishment are used, she not only didn't apologize and comply, she's now suing the trust itself for racial and religious discrimination, as if wokeness itself could be put on trial. Sheesh. As a result, she now claims to be experiencing anxiety and stress from what she calls all the bullying by the wise wokenistas of the trust. But how dare she culturally appropriate our terms of victimhood for herself in such an unrighteous way? This little white girl needs to learn her place and just submit to the men who are teaching her what she needs to hear about her own inherent wickedness and racism. And yes, making it impossible for her to earn a living is a key way of teaching her a lesson and also making her an example of what happens whenever women try to stand up for themselves in the workplace against the truth of our compassionate cause of racial healing and harmony. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, the Tors, a pub located in the little village of Belston in Devon for what they've done against the holy cause of wokeness recently. At first, it seemed that Dickie Harrison, the landlord of the Tors, had actually performed a small but wonderful act of right languaging. He rebranded the pub's Plowman's Lunch as the Plowperson's Lunch, a mild nudge in the direction of right-gendering the historically misogynistic English language and deliberately affirming the tens of local farmers identified female at birth. Sadly, this went as you might expect. The notoriously barbaric and repressive village folk took to the interwebs with their patriarchal rage, calling it effing pathetic, rallying for a boycott, and deriding the pub as woke, as if that could ever be anything other than a badge of virtue. Of course, at first, we celebrated all of this, thinking the incident has all the markings of first-stage beatification. Gender neutering, raising awareness of the value of eating food without a face, and, of course, the all-powerful Gold Star Wokeness bonus prize for making language awkward by replacing easy-to-say words with overly complicated, cumbersome terminology that clangs right into the tongue and forces people to rethink their words even as they struggle to say them. Nothing ever sounded quite so absurd as Plowperson's Lunch, but that's when it all went sideways. In response to the villager criticisms, Harrison admitted that renaming the traditional bread, cheese, fruit, and vegetable dish along gender-inclusive lines had actually been meant as a joke, a lighthearted gesture, what he called a bit of fun. Oh, dear Utherin. No and no indeed. Reshaping thought by selective manipulation of language is no laughing matter. Stealing language from the oppressors is one of the 7.5 holy sacraments. And for him to have done so as some sick kind of joke, implying that our movement is a fit subject for satire or ridicule or overly long radio segments, is horrific. The one thing we must never do is to allow people to have fun at the expense of our most sincerely memorized doctrines. So for the felony of bringing disrepute upon the holy virtue signal in the second degree, we cast thee out, Dickie Harrison, and you can take your blackberry compote and jovially misgendered slices of brie with you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our heartiest praise for the British Colony Council of Herefordshire for bravely choosing to add historical context to their painted portrait of Prime Minister Winston Churchill. In 2021, the council ordered an internal audit of their properties in order to make sure they were certified woke pliant according to standard VSEM 14, the most current internationally recognized virtue signal evaluation matrix, the morality equivalent of an ISO rating. In this case, they discovered some very uncomfortable truths about Churchill, including his lack of sympathy for black Americans subjugated by whites, his indifference to starvation of Indians under his rule, and his willingness to use chemical gas to suppress what he called the uncivilized tribes of Kurds and Afghans in 1919. Clearly, the man was a colonialist, an imperialist, and a racist. Now, yes, it is true he saved his nation from Germany in World War II through shrewd statesmanship, rhetorical prowess, and keen military strategy to the point that one may easily imagine a Third Reich the size of the entire globe had it not been for his leadership against the Nazis. But none of that matters to the wise thought Sherpas of Hertfordshire, who want suitable context for his connections to racism, slavery, and colonialism listed beneath the famous picture of him with the fingers raised in the iconic V for Victory. But of course, this too is a lie, since we all learned from His Eminence the Archbishop of Wiltshire, Sting, who taught us there's no such thing as a winnable war. It's a lie we don't believe anymore. What we especially love about this decision is the way it seeks to tear down and belittle a white man seen as a hero by millions of people, reminding them that the only correct way to judge a person in history is by the most newly revealed standards of today. A sobering reminder that all of us will one day turn out to be utter scoundrels, mostly because we don't even know which of our current views future children will be taught to hate us for. So we say yes to the high political ambassadors of the Hertfordshire County Council for doing their very best to make it so that nobody has any heroes anymore, especially arrogant, obese old white men who smoke cigars and save the world. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by Pandora's Locks, undelectable breakfast snacks made entirely from freegan seafood reclaimed from the dumpsters and trash bins of only the finest fish markets. While others may hear, partially spoiled, as a warning, we think that just means more pungent smell and more robust flavor. Just like her namesake, at Pandora's Locks, the only thing that remains inside the sandwich is despair, and boy, you can really taste it.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal, and go forth and transgress no more.